Local startup company Plus One Robotics opened its new facility at Port San Antonio Wednesday. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav tells us the company that teaches robots to see is already eyeing more space next door.
A blue industrial control arm quickly picks up objects and places them in a bin at Plus One's new and larger robotics garage and lab. As a person approaches, it stops.
If we're outside of this area, it can go very quickly. But then as a worker might approach and become in a dangerous area, it'll slow down. And then eventually in the red zone here, it'll completely stop.
Jason Dent is describing a fundamental necessity of the new world of cobotics, where humans and industrial robots share a space. Safety is really important. Plus One sells seeing robotics like these to work in warehouses, picking, packing, and sorting boxes for shipment. Plus One Robotics executive Paul Voss says the company's growth is fueled by the nation's obsession with buying online, which necessitates more warehouses and more workers.
And they are unable to staff that labor today. The job market is really hot, and therefore they're looking for alternative ways to fulfill that labor need. And automation is one of those ways.
Plus One launched its new Yonder program this fall. It allows crew chiefs like their first hire, Grace Jimenez, to remotely monitor multiple robots in far-flung client warehouses. If a box breaks open, spilling a variety of shapes and sizes on the conveyor belt, the crew chief can help address the new anomaly. It's in line with the company motto, "Robots work, humans rule," a motto CEO Eric Nieves highlighted to supporters this morning.
Because we acknowledge that for all our talent, all our training, all our efforts, we can't make vision software as good as your eyes. Our algorithms don't come near to what a three-year-old toddler does naturally.
Plus One was founded in 2016 when Nieves teamed up with Sean Edwards and Paul Voss, who left Southwest Research Institute to start the company. It's funding the current expansion with money netted in capital raises. Plus One's raised $10.5 million. The work's paying off, Paul Voss says. Plus One's no longer in the dreaded startup realm where pilot projects are out there but gaining little or no traction. It's called pilot purgatory.
And, you know, we're grateful that we've made it out of pilot purgatory in a couple of circumstances so far that will result in some, impressive scaling at those customers.
Businesses growing at the port is very important for Southwest San Antonio, says District 4 Councilwoman Adriana Rocha Garcia. The low-income area is not thought of as a tech hub outside of the port's cybersecurity offerings. Rocha Garcia says Plus One can help raise up local students and attract more women to the engineering and robotics field.
They've already started reaching out to South San High School, for instance, and I was just at South San yesterday, and they're trying to really integrate themselves into the community. I'm super excited about that.
In August, Plus One moved into a new space around a half mile from its old port location. It's more than double the size, which is good because they've more than doubled their staff in the past 18 months to around 28. One reason they stayed at the port was new facilities that can be easily expanded, and the spot next door is vacant. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.